With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. With the temperatures rising and sunlight getting more intense, it's time to talk about shade. Shade is the blocking of sunlight by plants or structures. Some plants will give off no shade, while others can tower over nearby things. Mastery over shade will not only make your landscape more successful, but can also make your living space more comfortable and result in lower utility payments. Trees will be the first thing people think of when discussing shade and plants, but not all trees will be equally good at creating shade. Trees can be roughly split into two groups, shade trees and ornamental trees. Ornamental trees have some quality that makes them appealing from an aesthetic standpoint, but these trees will not grow large enough to have a significant impact on shading your home. Shade trees will grow to a decent size that will produce enough shade to keep your house cooler during the summer months. Some of the most common shade trees in our area that would work well in your landscape include sweet gums, American elms, sugar maples, and many different species of oaks. Other good shade trees that deserve more attention include tulip poplars, ironwoods, and American hawthorn beam. Once you've got a shady situation, gardening becomes a little trickier. Most plants will need at least partial sun, which is defined as 4 hours of full sunlight. Often this will occur as dappled light between the branches of taller trees. Most plants that are labeled as full sun could potentially survive in partial sun situations, but they will not grow as large as the tag indicates and often will not look as nice. You are better off looking for plants that can grow naturally in shadier environments, which could include hostas, Solomon's seal, astilbe, coral bells, and many other shade-loving perennials. Fitting the plan to the site will result in a more successful landscape than trying to force a square peg through a round hole. If you are growing produce, all fruiting plants will need full sun to be at their most productive. This includes fruiting vegetables like tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants. If your vegetable garden is too shady, these fruiting plants will not produce enough to warrant the time spent on them. Instead, opt for root or leaf vegetables like potatoes, radishes, carrots, lettuce, kale, or cabbage. These plants are all cool season plants, which means that they cannot tolerate excessive heat that strong sunlight can produce. In many cases, the shadier the better, as excessive light and heat can cause leaf vegetables like lettuce and spinach to quickly go to seed, which is a process known as bolting. Bolting adds bitterness to the leaves, which can make them unpalatable to most people. Luckily, leaf vegetables in shade will rarely, if ever, bolt. Shade can also help prevent heat-related illness while enjoying or working in your garden. It's important to take frequent breaks when working outside in excessively hot conditions, and most of the time, these breaks will occur in the shade of trees. You can also use clothing to create artificial shade and decrease the possibility of heat-related sickness. A wide-brimmed garden hat will keep the sun off your head, which will keep you cooler and also prevent sunburn. A good investment for any gardener. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.